interesting. You've been in, basically kind of all over the country. Lived in New York. Lived in Maryland. I was reading your bio. It said your band is a Seattle based. Is that accurate?
Yeah. No, that's true. That's
okay.
True. We I've been here for about 6 years in August.
Okay. So 6 years coming in August. So did you start your band in Seattle?
I've been doing stuff as Gabriel Mintz for a long time. Probably about 12 years.
Okay.
12 or 13 years. That I've been making, like, circulating recordings, you know?
Yeah.
I've started making songs and giving them to people and stuff probably when I was about, 19, 20 years old. And I've had different lineups over the years and, different people I've partnered up with in different parts of the country, when I moved to this incarnation of the group, this particular one with Trent and with Jeff Stanfield, is Seattle-based.
Oh, okay.
Both of these guys are from here. Both of these guys live here.
Oh, okay.
So I moved out here. And I was playing with a bunch of people and bands and stuff, and I wound up putting a band together around myself and the stuff I was writing and putting together that consisted of those two. And Trent is the music writer for the Seattle Stranger, and he plays drums with a bunch of bands around here. And Jeff is has worked with Nora Jones and Dick Dale and Prince and those kind of guys, and he owns a recording studio on Capitol Hill near where the headquarters of the Seattle Stranger is, and we have a mutual friend that's kind of my web guy and administrative.
Okay.
Manager type of guy, is his friend too. So we were kind of me and my buddy Bob, who my first bandmate, so to speak, was a guy named Bob. And he doesn't play any music. He was just like a web builder. Me and him sat. I didn't call him a bandmate, but like my core teammate, be Bob, where we sat down. Kind of decided a few years ago, we're going to showcase these songs and build a site. I'm always doing things, but we're going to kind of make it official. And Trent and Jeff were people that Bob knew, and that I wound up working with. Over the last 3 years, he kind of brought them into the mix.
Okay.
And they've been great. Huge learning experience. Because I got good people that I moved out here to be with, I'm losing my voice a little bit. awesome team of folks out here. It's a community of accomplished folks.
Okay.
But I've been in a lot of places, and this community here is a neat one.
Yeah.
But I didn't intend that I would be partnered up with people like Stanfield.
Yeah.
And Trent.
Yeah, so you said you've partnered up with a bunch of people, and is Trent Moorman and Jeff Stanfield Concrete?
Or
is
it is
Trent Moore?
Oh yeah.
Are they Concrete? As like, because let's say you sell yourself as Gabriel Mintz and not necessarily a band name. So instead of them being more like a bandmate, they're more like a partnerships in a sense.
Yeah, well, we all work really closely together.
Okay.
We're friends, but they are bandmates. I mean, when we do things as a band, there Jeff plays bass and Trent is on drums.
Yeah.
So he's Trent's my drummer. No, yeah, they're very much a band. I mean, they're my rhythm section, you know.
Yeah.
But they do a lot of other things. They're Trent's a journalist and Jeff's a record producer and bass player, you know, and those two, like, it's funny because, like, I'm the singer in the band, I write the songs and stuff, but, like, when a lot of things go down, I call Jeff and, you know, I'm like, hey, Jeff, what do I do? This is going on, what do I do? You know, yeah. Sometimes.
He's more like a shoulder to lean on sometimes.
Yeah, man, he's this guy's the boss, man, in a lot of ways. Guys, you know, but not of my art, but, like, you know, of, like...
Yeah, of course.
You know, really cool dude. He's like, and he's funny, too.
So, you said you used to sit down with your first unofficial band member, Bob. You said you used to songwrite. I read on your website how you're praised as a songwriter because that's your strength. How do you go about writing a song? Is there any particular influences from your life or your surroundings or?
Absolutely. There was a few. I change it up all the time. There have been times that. I'll give you an example. Recently, had a buddy of mine that's a hot dog vendor outside of the stadiums in Safeco Field, like in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
And he has a camper. That he lives in his camper, like out behind this power station where you can park for free and they'll fuck with you.
Yeah.
And he's been my buddy. When I moved here, I used to sleep in my car. We used to sleep in cars next to each other, you know, like out the parking lot. When I felt cramped in here and there was people running around and people wanting to jam and music and stuff, a lot of times I would swing by and buy like a fifth of Southern Comfort down at the liquor store down there and then walk over to the camper and if he wasn't working, you know, he'd fucking kick it on the street in a stinky camper out in the middle of the parking lot. I like to write there, you know, and just change my surroundings in such a way that like, you're thinking about real stuff and you're out in the world.
Yeah.
It was just totally. But it's interesting. I would leave the building and the art gallery and some of our stuff and wander back out to TJ's out in the RV and kind of, you know, just get back to basics, just kick it and have stupid conversations, put me in a headlock,
mm-hmm.
Get drunk and fucking write a song or something. You know, it's just like, cool, you know, and okay. I've done sometimes I'll sit in my room, you know, and do it office style. I'll have my computer open and bust out a notebook and start writing. I've written some things like probably some, you know, obviously, like, the hardest time. Things come at the strangest times, you know. I would just say that, and things come at the strangest times, I do, I go to a lot of weird places and stuff to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get into it.
Mm-hmm. So since you've been around and starting and partnering up with people, since you've settled in Seattle where it seems to be people who are concrete and also in their careers, so you come together as people who have their set goals, did the, listening to your album, the sound of your music, is there any grunge influence since that's like one of the biggest movements Seattle musically ever had?
Sure. I mean, I think, and I can see why, there is, I wouldn't go as far as to say it's grunge. I think, I mean, grunge is like a recognizable thing to people elsewhere about Seattle. I mean, definitely those guys influenced me. I wouldn't say I was any stronger influenced by grunge than by, you know, the punk scene in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
or things going on in England, or the White Stripes. You know, I like the work of Jack White and the White Stripes, and you know, and but I found Seattle. One of the neat things about Seattle that transcends, and grunge was an influence for sure. But another neat thing about Seattle is worth telling you with that, to follow up that question, is Jimi Hendrix is from here. And this used to be huge jazz city before it was grunge and before all that. It really was a music city. It was huge with jazz. It was the jazz spot. Jimi Hendrix grew up in the Central District up the street, and he used to play in some of the bars. Like, I live kind of like right on the edge of Chinatown, you know. And before grunge, before, you know, the 60s, you know, like early 60s, you know, you had tons of jazz right here where I am, and you know, and an 8- and 10-year-old Jimi Hendrix going and playing at some of these crappy whorehouses up in the Chinatown, and you know, and he had a lot of you know, there's people like Kenny G, Steve Miller, and Jeff Stanfield. He lives down the street from like Dave Matthews and Wallingford, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of people out here, even parts of current, you know, mainstream commercial music and stuff like that. Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam actually was part of one of the guys that produced this compilation that I was on, and he's a guy I've met. He's really, really nice, like normal seeming, kind of nerdy dude. And like, so there's, I mean, the people that I'm influenced by and that come together to support an act like me in this city are a pretty wide range of people.
Okay.
From different, you know, different parts of music. Yeah. I think back to grunge a lot of the time, you know, and I talk to a lot of people about their experience, you know, during the grunge times, like Jeff Stanfield. He's a guy that, like, he's got stories, you know, I think more about Jimi Hendrix being a little kid in that crappy bar up in Chinatown, up the block, than grunge sometimes when I'm thinking about the history of the city.
Yeah, of course.
And music.
Well, that's cool. So I also wanted to mention that you're very diverse, and you mentioned that you were influenced by punk. And what would you label your sound as if you had to categorize it?
Well, I think that this album, it's funny because having heard that one and could show you other things that I've done over the years, it would see quite a contrast. This is one I always can't answer it, and I still haven't come up with a good answer yet. Like, I hate that. It's like, they're like, you know, that's the one question you should have an answer to, like a stock answer.
Yeah.
Well, come up with something. Tell them it's something. Yeah. I mean, it changes. It changes, you know, and like, I think of them as poems. I think about them as poems about my life.
Yeah.
Poems about life, set to music, or a rhythm, and, you know, the work of punk acts and DJs and all kinds of shit, you know, over the years. So it's hard. I think that this stuff, if I was going to put a name on it, hopefully it's some kind of rock and roll. Probably some kind of rock and roll. But, like, yeah, some whole cutting edge mix of different stuff, you know?
Yeah, okay. So, it's staying in the same ballpark, but let's have like a more fun question. If you had to paint a picture.
Yes.
To describe your album, which, you know, pictures, they say pictures have a million thousands of words. If you paint a picture that describes your album, what would you paint?
I would paint a spaceship.
Spaceship. Okay. Just like launching or just orbiting in space?
About to launch. It's on Earth. Getting ready to launch. Everybody's preparing for the mission. It's going where no man's gone before.
So the spaceship would be a representation of where your music would lead you, because you are
into the unknown.
Yeah,
into the unknown. You know, it was Bob's image of the islands, the San Juan Islands, used for the front cover, and it's just sort of like nebulous, weird, out in the nowhere sort of thing. And a spaceship. Bob was having a kinship at that moment to the ocean, and I have a big little kinship towards spaceships and exploration. I'm really, I love the exploration of space and the ocean and all that stuff. I'm just weird, and I like technology, and I think, you know, that music, that the music I'm making, in some way, is able to mix things that haven't been, you know, it's just, I listen to a really weird, weird bunch of stuff, and I'm not sure somebody that listens to the cross section of stuff and really, really loves it. There's people, I'm not the only one,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it's a big cross section of stuff that's drawn upon to make each song or album, and so it's hard to put a name on it, you know.
And
but it's
sorry about that. Just being that you were all over.
Yeah.
Do you like the sound of the sound at night in New York or Seattle?
It's a tough question. Out here, you hear fucking whale fuck. And out there, you hear, like, gunshots. New York's my home. You know, so it's kind of tough. I think the sound of the sound here, it's what I was writing about, so I guess I shouldn't piss off the people in my hometown. Let's say Seattle.
Okay, Seattle. So, whales for
dangerous.
But yeah, is there anything else you would like to mention?
You know, I haven't listened to a lot of music that's been released over the last 10 years that I've really, really felt close to, and I want to make the kind of stuff that I want to listen to, and that's what I make the stuff that I, as close as I can to my imagination of what I would want to hear, and that I'm really, 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 really proud of the people that we have come together and have actually taken something like the stuff that I do and are making it something bigger and,
of course,
and beautiful. I'm so proud of us. I like